COVID-19 is the murder of old people, John Rappaport. August 2, 2021. In the 1973 film, Soil and Green, INY police detective discovers that the vastly overcrowded, poverty-stricken population of the city, who are being sustained on processed government food, called Soylent, are now unknowingly eating humans who have died. That's what Soil and Green is made of. That's the terrible secret. What's the secret now? It's all there in the open source literature. Let's start here. The SARS-CoV-2 virus doesn't exist. The supposed diagnostic tests are meaningless. The case numbers are meaningless. The people who have died for multiple reasons, none of which has anything to do with SARS-CoV-2. I have spent the past year writing over 300 articles, providing compelling evidence for the above assertions. There are people who have died who were labeled COVID deaths. AKA official reality. AKA official lies. Who are these people? By and large, who are they? Here are two statements. The people did die, but not because of SARS-CoV-2. The Kaiser Family Foundation, July 24, 2020, adults 65 and older account for 16% of the U.S. population but 80% of COVID-19 deaths in the U.S. AARP, April 1, 2021, 95% of COVID-19 deaths in the U.S. have occurred among people who were 50 or older. A member of Biden's coronavirus task force, Dr. Zeke Emanuel, once stated there is no reason people should want to live beyond the age of 75. Just go gently into that good night. Well, what is called COVID is old people. My first clue about the elderly came from a report published by Italy's National Institute of Health during the early days of the pandemic. It stated that the average age of people dying from COVID in the country was 79.5. That clue was the size of an aircraft carrier parked outside your house. Soon after the Italian report, the Institute of Health went dark. No more research was released. No updates. They'd spoken out of school, and someone slapped them in the head. Open-source press reports revealed the excess mortality of 2020 was largely the result of elderly people dying in nursing homes. This has nothing to do with the virus. It has to do with patients who are already on a long downward health slide. They already have multiple health conditions. For years, even decades, they've been pounded with toxic medical drugs, weakening their bodies and shredding their immune systems. And then they're hit with the terror of an arbitrary and fake COVID-19 diagnosis. And then they're isolated and shut off from family and friends, in facilities where gross neglect and indifference are all too often the standard of care. Death is the direct result. Forced premature death. These patients just fold up and die. The managers of pandemic information tell the big lie. They spin tales about the virus having a greater impact on the elderly. No, the story about a virus has the impact. The terror has the deadly impact. The isolation has the deadly impact. The terror and the isolation deliver the final blow. To an astounding extent, COVID-19 is a nursing home disaster. Mass murder by cruelty. Memo to financial investigators, calculate how much money government and private insurers are saving, because they don't have to keep paying for the long-term care of all the old people who are dying premature deaths in nursing homes. The money number will be staggering. Tony Fauci knows the con. He knows COVID-19 is old people. People are dying from the fear he promotes. Fauci has no shred of shame. He's a mouthpiece turned out by Bill Gates and David Rockefeller. Evil permeates the COVID operation. The elderly in nursing homes are the primary target. Getting them to die earlier is the tactic, in order to pump up the fake COVID mortality numbers. Without those phony numbers, the whole pandemic would be exposed in an hour. I've said there were two key events in the foisting of the whole vicious COVID fiction: the Chinese regime locking down 50 million citizens overnight for no good medical reason, giving the green light to the World Health Organization and the CDC to follow the new model, and the Bill Gates-financed computer projection of deaths, put together by Neil Ferguson, who lied through his teeth when he claimed 500,000 people could die in the UK and 2 million in the US by the summer of 2020, thus supplying the final rationale for the lockdowns. The third key event was and is the sustained attack on the elderly. Kill these people with terror and isolation, and make the death numbers escalate. As of May 22, 2020, Forbes reported that, in the 43 states that currently report such figures, an astounding 42% of all COVID-19 deaths have taken place in nursing homes and assisted living facilities. Washington Post, May 18, 2020, the World Health Organization said half of Europe's COVID-19 deaths occurred in such facilities. Headline of same Post article, Canada's nursing home crisis, 81% of coronavirus deaths, in the country, are in long-term care facilities. The Guardian, May 16, 2020, About 90% of the 3,700 people who have died from coronavirus in Sweden were over 70, and half were living in care homes, according to a study from Sweden's National Board of Health and Welfare at the end of April. The country, Spain, was shocked at the end of March when the defense minister revealed that soldiers drafted in to disinfect residential homes had found some elderly people abandoned and dead in their beds. The regional governments of Madrid and Catalonia have been publishing their own figures on people who have died in care homes. In Madrid, the total for COVID, or suspected COVID, deaths since 8 March stood at 5,886 on Thursday. In Catalonia, it was 3,375. Between them, care home deaths in the two regions account for more than a third of all the coronavirus deaths in the country, and there was a great deal of early warning on the subject, if anyone from public health agencies wanted to pay attention. The Guardian, 13 April, 2020, about half of all COVID-19 deaths appear to be happening in care homes in some European countries. Snapshot data from varying official sources shows that in Italy, Spain, France, Ireland and Belgium between 42% and 57% of deaths from the virus have been happening in homes, according to the report by academics based at the London School of Economics, LSE. These nursing home figures only give a partial picture. Consider the huge number of elderly, already ill people who are basically in the same situation at home, terrified by COVID propaganda, locked down, isolated, and then die, and also those who manage to make it to a hospital, where they are put on breathing ventilators, heavily sedated, and killed. The Hill, undated, late April 2020, reported on data gathered at Northwell Health, New York State's largest hospital system. The study, published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, JAMA, examines 5,700 patients hospitalized with coronavirus infections in the New York City region, with final outcomes recorded for 2,634 patients. The average patient age was 63 years old. For the next oldest age group, ages 66 years and older, patients receiving mechanical ventilation recorded a 97.2% mortality rate. And yet the ventilator death treatment continues. As does treatment with remdesivir, a highly toxic drug. The New York Times, June 27, 2020, reported that 43% of all U.S. COVID deaths were occurring in nursing homes and other long-term care facilities for the elderly. In at least 24 states, more than 50% of all COVID deaths were occurring in these facilities. The Times failed to mention deaths of the elderly at hospitals or, at home, cut off from family and friends. The situation is far worse than the Times made it out to be. COVID is old people. Pushed into death. It's mass murder. Behind politicians and public health officials also carrying directives and demands and declarations and pronouncements, it's mass murder. Imagine you were 80 years old. For years you've been suffering from multiple serious health conditions. For years, doctors have been giving you many toxic drugs, carving up your immune system, weakening your body, affecting your judgment. Along comes a false story about a deadly virus. Every time you turn on the television set, there it is, that fearful story. You're terrified. Maybe the virus will visit you. And then one day, your doctor gives you a test, or simply eyeballs your clinical symptoms, and says yes, you have it. The virus. You're infected. Your terror escalates. Your worst nightmare has come true. And suddenly, you're isolated in your home, alone, or you're locked up in your room in a nursing home, cut off from family and friends. Day after day, week after week. What would you do? Chances are, you would see no point in living. You would give up and die. The operation called COVID is old people. Killing old people. The link to this article posted on John's blog is here. Follow me, John Gabbett at John Rappaport.